Log Talk Radio.
Y'all are tuned in to Miss Nikki Rich I Jive Urban Log Talk Radio.
What it is, this your boy Dale Winston the candidate. One on my earth, know what I'm saying, coming out from 706. Y'all tune in to Miss Nikki Rich Blog Talk Radio. If y'all ain't tune in, homie, something wrong with y'all. So get with the program, get with them, get ran over. Get with them, get lost on it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have to let them go on the well. It's time y'all tune in to let it get this thing pop.
You there?
Welcome to iJive Urban Rich Radio, and I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we are live here today. We have a very special hair segment with Mr. JB, Master Celebrity Barber and Groomer, and he's here to talk about Chop Top. How you doing, JB?
I'm doing good. I'm glad we're here. I'm excited about today. So I'm just excited to take calls and just do some talk and just see what the people have to say. And I even hope some of the customers are calling, too.
Yes, yes, and I hope so, too. I see you running the switchboard today.
Yeah, I'm running the switchboard today. We all got to do a new thing in our life. God wants, when he wants to do something new, he does it. So we can't
really complain
about it. All we got to do is do it.
I'm excited about it. And I've told so many salons, you know, to tune in today, and we're excited about that.
Yeah, that's good. So I'm excited. Any callers out there? I think I see one, a 919 number. Hello?
You have to also, just to let you know, you have to click on the little, if you see a number, just click on it. That'll let you know that they're on.
Okay. Caller? You're about to call a phone or mobile number. No, I don't want to call nobody.
What did you say?
No, this is kind of weird. Okay. A switchboard.
Click on the hand.
I'll click on the hand.
Yes.
It's not doing any. Caller was muted. What about a 980? That's us.
Just press the hand, honey. Just click on top of the hand.
But it has a red. It has a red arrow there.
Well, I'm not sure. We'll get back to them.
Yeah, we'll get back to it. Yeah, let's talk about some shop talk and see what, when, and where, and what people are liking, what are their complaints about the shop, what's going good in the shop, what's not going good in the shop, or what you like about the shop, or how to choose a shop, or what you're looking for in the shop. So I just hope some people are out there, but I'm really grateful. You want to just start the chat off, me and you?
Yes.
So what do you like about the shop, and what don't you like about the shop?
Well, what I like is, you know, and just learning what I've learned is just to meet new people, a variety of people coming in and out of the shop, as far as different artists, people having different events, fashionistas. Also, what I like is, you know, cleanliness, sanitation, and also I like to just conversate with other people and network. What I don't like is any negativity. Welcome everyone from all races, nationalities. So just like to, just don't like any negativity in the shop.
So a lot of people are, I'm looking at the, yeah, I don't like the negativity. I prefer the professionalism when it comes to the shop. It could be really fun, a fun atmosphere, but I think that the line should be drawn. A lot of people get mixed up with keeping it real, and you can keep it real, but keep it decent in order. That's the type of person I am. But, you know, people have to mature as well. So I believe everything that you do is a reflection of you and your business. So I think it's up to people what type of business they want to run. So whatever you promote is the type of client you're going to get for your salon or your shop. So with that being said, I think people should go right now and look and see the type of clientele that they have. Whatever type of barber or hairstylist you are is the type of clientele you pull in. It's a mirror.
Exactly.
Yeah, it really is. For the most part, majority of it, we're going to have all type of clientele, but the majority of your clientele is going to mirror the type of person you are.
Exactly, and I believe that as well. If you're coming in with your hair undone and not dressed the part, you're more than likely getting the same client that's paying you $20, $25, or just sales.
Oh, definitely that. And I believe that your hair should be done. I know there are times, and I know that we do so much here that we can't get our own hair, but the fact of the matter is that you're still a walking billboard. Even if you're a walking billboard for somebody in your salon. So with that being said, we should, and we were taught to get our hair cut so that people can walk in and say, I like that. I want that one. And I think you should be versatile with the styles that you wear if you can. So, hey, with that being said, we should add that to our repertoire as well.
Yes, exactly. Because I know sometimes I've seen people come in and they have a client, and the client's and the stylist's hair is not, I mean, it's just all over the place, but yet you want to do somebody's hair. I know with me going in somebody's salon and your hair is all over the place or it's not cut right or styled right, I'm not letting you touch my head.
Wow. That is amazing. I know a lot of ladies like to look at styles, and they like the well-groomed the lady that has her hair done and things like that. And it should be. Like I said, we're all walking billboards. So
yes.
I'm excited about this Monday thing that we're going to kick off. The enemy tried to get busy with the technical difficulties. We only have one person on air, but they're calling from a Skype number.
Yes.
They're calling from a Skype number, which isn't, it says, you know, it's a 919-937-456 number.
But you also got to think, we also have people on the line as well who are on the computer. We have a chat room as well. And
okay.
I will be showing you how to work that chat room as well. And
yeah, I
gotta
work
not only
that.
Is people listening through the phone, they're also online.
Oh, that's probably what it is.
The chat room as well, and you will be able to see, you know, some people are in the chat room and some are listening online.
Where are they at now? Where can we find them?
One way that people listening is several ways that they're listening right now.
Okay, well, that's cool. How do we find them just to see so we can shout them out or something
just
like
shout
that?
Them out
just
now.
Say, hey, y'all.
They're listening.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. We're going to get to y'all. We thank you for calling. We're going to definitely get to you. And we're grateful that you tuned in to listen to us and even ask questions. We can keep it real, but I want to keep it professional, not for the profanity and things like that. But I definitely want to talk shop talk. I definitely want to talk professionalism inside and outside of the salon. I definitely want to talk about building your clientele. I'm definitely talking about your character in the salon, your character outside of the salon, especially salon owners and barbers who we represent the community. We have to remember that we still represent the community. We still represent our families. We still represent our churches. We still represent the clients that we work with. And it's a lot of stuff is connected to what we do and how we do it. So, like I said, with that being said, let's just add some more things and professionalism to our repertoire and continue to have fun. We don't have to go over the edge to impress other people, and I think professionalism should be number one. You know,
yes.
I think professionalism should be number one. So,
shop talk with JB. I know you're going to be creating an intro for you as well.
That'll be hot.
A segment, so we're excited about that, and so you're going to be creating that. So, you know, we're just excited about where Shop Talk is headed because I know a lot of people were that is online now, they're listening because I know I told a lot of people to tune in. And we thank all our listeners, all the people who are online and in the chat room. We thank you for tuning in. And we do apologize for being a little late today, but we're here now. So
yeah, let them know we're here. And if you want to make up the show for tomorrow, we can make up the show for tomorrow. Or you want to just leave it on Mondays? It's up to you.
Yes,
we can make up the show if you need to.
Get with you on that. We can also make up a show coming on this week. We can make it up on Sunday because the rest of the week we're pretty much booked.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, Sunday, I'll be in
Sunday.
New York this Sunday. I'll be in New York this Sunday on some business and some pleasure. I mean, God continues to bless me in the industry and in the hair industry. So I'm being brought out to New York. I'm going to be getting a major award from one of the top barber and groomers in the business for behind-the-scenes work in film and entertainment. So we can make it up, or we'll just do our thing on Monday. Maybe I'll do the show from the airport.
Well, we got plenty of time, honey. We got plenty of time. You are here now on iJive Urban Rich Radio. You're here to stay. This is just the beginning. I mean, you're going to bring so much flavor to iJive and so much art, so much information about hair and the care. And I mean, we're excited about what's going on with iJive Urban Rich Radio. And so we're excited to have you.
I'm excited and grateful, and I'm just blessed to be a part. So let's keep it going. Let's build off these opportunities, and let's one another definitely build and help one another get to the next level. So,
can you tell everybody how they can contact you and or want to if they
want
to?
Yeah, I want all of my friends to come to me on Twitter. I'm just infatuated. I hit 3,000 followers over the weekend. So twitter.com/JAY2DABEE. Twitter.
Well,
at J to the B.
That's what I love, Jay. I love Twitter.
Yeah, I want to. I mean, they can get me. We can do more, but I'm just enjoying the Twitter, the interaction. I like that people make it go, and that's what it's all about. So let's make this Twitter thing go, and let's make it all, and I'll have fun. So
yes,
I'm excited.
Love Twitter. I'm a fan. And you can also catch me on Twitter at NIKKI2_Rich at It's NIKKI_rich, and that's on Twitter. And you can find me there as well. And on Facebook, Nikki Rich. And we also have a YouTube channel, which is iJive Urban Rich Radio. And that's our YouTube channel, www.iJive Urban Rich Radio. So you can catch some of our cartoons and commercials for our upcoming events. And soon I'll be making one for Mr. JB, so we're excited about that.
Right. I'm excited about that. So let's keep it going and let's keep having fun. And everybody just remember to keep professionalism in the salons, and your character in and out of the salon counts. Okay, everybody be blessed. I enjoyed the time. I think I'm going to go do some baseball with my son. He got baseball practice, and get ready for my upcoming trip this week. So much to do.
Well, we'll be tuning back in with Mr. Celebrity Barber and Groomer, JB, each and every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, let's do it, y'all. And let's get this, let's put the professionalisms back in the salons and barbershops if it isn't already there. Professionalism and customer service must be a part of your brand. So let's get it. Let's have fun and let's rock out, y'all. Be blessed.
Let's
love you guys and
show.
Hope to see you again.
Yes, let's end the show. Mr. JB.
Okay.
And
ending the show. Deuces.